It's 91.7 KXT, and a big thanks to Jason Ridings for making our live sessions possible. Thank you very much, Jason, for that. I'd like to welcome Sharon Van Etten to our studio. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for asking me to.
Well, you know, Mark, our program director, said, you know, Sharon Van Etten's coming to town. I said, please, can we get her? So thank you.
Oh, no, I'm really glad it worked out.
That was a personal favor for me, so I appreciate that. You play tonight at the Kessler Theater. Your latest album is called Are We There?
True. And yes. True.
Very true.
Did I get that right? Yes. Yes.
Let's get started. What's the first song?
The first song is going to be Afraid of Nothing.
Great.
Okay.
That was very nice. Very nice. Thanks for doing that. That's very pretty.
No problem.
Sharon Van Etten in the studio with us.
You all right?
Excuse me. Yeah, I think I'll make it.
Want some water?
I do. No, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Okay.
No, that was really nice. We see you tonight at the Kessler in Oak Cliff. Your latest album came out in May. It's called Are We There? And, you know, early on when you started recording, I mean, you pretty much were a do-it-yourself outfit. I mean, you painted, you know, you hand-painted postcards and T-shirts and that kind of thing. Do you still kind of do that?
I do it at home, but my friends are much better at artwork than me. I started it just for fun, just to try, you know, in the late hours of the evening, recycling paper bags from the liquor store I worked at and cut out my own templates and glue them on my parents' ping pong table and stuff. And I still like the arts and things like that, yeah. But I like being able to focus on other things too.
Speaking of other things, in the liquor store, you're trained in wine. You were going to be a sommelier, weren't you?
Yeah, I almost took that route.
Really?
Yeah, I worked at a wine store in New Jersey for a year, and then my first job in New York was at Astor Wines, which is the biggest wine store in New York, and they educate their employees so that they sell wine.
You're right. Very good.
I got really into it, but I was turning into too much of a snob, so I thought, let me enjoy it and sell it.
What are some of your favorite wines?
Well, I really like a Greek red. Called Leotico is the grape. It's really delicious. And I like Montefalco Italian wines. And for like a white wine, I really like Chocolinas from Spain.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah.
So do you play a song for somebody first? When you write a song, do you play it for somebody first before you let it get out? No?
Hell no.
No.
No way. No. When I start writing, it's usually because I'm having a really like bad time, and I'll hit record and just play and sing as a form of therapy and compartmentalize it and wait a few days till I actually listen to it, and I have a little bit of distance from whatever it was I was going through, and then I'll listen to it and try to understand what it was I was going through, and kind of I was a therapist for myself, you know, analyzing what it was that made me upset, because I'm not very good at communicating my emotions with people. And most of those will never see the light of day.
Really? You said it's kind of a therapy, I mean, session for you. And where am I going with this? I want to kind of get more into that, too.
It's like a Mad Libs.
It's like a what?
It's like a Mad Libs. I fill in the blank. So tell me about my shoes. I just glued them a few days ago because they broke. Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yes. No, no.
Weird.
No, you were talking about therapy and stuff, and I watched an interview, actually. I cheated because I watched another interview.
What?
But but you said it's kind of weird for you. You kind of ask yourself, why do people like my songs? Why do people want to know about me? And do you still feel that way? And have you found that answer yet?
Well, I think everybody's different. I think, you know, I share the songs because I hope that people connect with them in their own way and don't feel alone if they are like me and they're kind of introverts and they're not very good at talking to people. I just make jokes instead of say serious things in case you didn't notice. And
yeah,
I noticed. But hopefully it's just something that people can connect with in their own way and not feel so alone and feeling those things. And for some reason, it's okay for me to sing about them, but talking about them is a whole other thing. And as I meet people, I know that it's just they like that I'm kind of normal and they feel like they can open up to me when I do get to meet them at the merch table and stuff like that. So I still don't know why. I mean, I feel very lucky to be in the position that I'm in, but I question it all the time, but I think that's normal.
And I think you hit the key word is connect. A lot of people connect with that. They hear your lyrics, they hear your songs, go, well, that's me. I mean, that's me to a T. So you're still surprised by that when people say stuff like that?
I mean, you know, when people show up, I'm surprised, you
really?
Know, like if people know a song at all, and for me to even be a recognizable name when it's just my name. But I think, you know, hopefully that helps. Like hopefully it's a good thing. I'm
yeah.
figuring it out still.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's good to have that wonder about it. But do you, when you're singing and you look out and you see people singing along with you, is that like a huge rush?
I get teary-eyed most of the time, so I have to close my eyes to not lose it, because it's an emotional thing, you know? Yeah. First, the songs themselves are pretty emotional, and being backed by a great band is pretty emotional, and to feel the love from the audience, too, is pretty intense, and but it's there's a lot going on there psychologically.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Sharon Van Etten is here in the studio with us. Thank you for coming and playing, you know, your songs for us and stuff. You got the full band tonight at the Castler Theater.
Yes.
Which you're by yourself. So let's hear another song. What will you play for us
next? All right. This song is called Tarifa. It's about a place in Spain I went to once. That was really pretty.
I can't remember.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Very, very pretty. It's Sharon Van Etten here in the studio with us. Play tonight at the Kessler Theater. And the album is called Are We There? And yeah, thanks for doing that. It's just beautiful.
Appreciate it.
What would you be doing for a career right now if you weren't writing and singing?
Well, obviously not a comedian because I've got a lot of work to do there. Well, I've thought about going back to school, so taking a break from music, and I never graduated, and I always wanted to be a therapist.
Really?
And therapy has helped me for a really long time, and I've come a long way from when I was a teenager when I really needed it, and I'd like to help others that have the same problems that I have.
Which, you know, you were saying that writing songs, even performing, and people are watching your therapy sessions, really.
I know, it's weird that they would want to pay for that.
Which is cool. Yeah. They love it, you know. Does it help? Does it feel like it helps when you see people singing your songs? And you said before you got to close your eyes because you get teary-eyed, but does it actually help?
Well, I mean, the writing helps me, and meeting people, knowing that it helps them, helps me feel like what I'm doing isn't completely self-indulgent, you know? Because if I didn't know I helped other people, I think that I wouldn't be doing this. And I've come a lot further than I thought I would ever come by playing songs about what I'm going through internally. It's kind of a weird thing to share, but...
And again, I think other people, they connect with it. Going back to that connection thing, it's like, oh, that's exactly how I feel. I'm not able to say that, and she can say that for me. So, like a lot of people, you went to church, had choir and that kind of thing, and that was where you first like learned harmony and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When did you start writing songs?
Well, I wrote some really terrible songs in high school. I think one of the lyrics was actually, I want to rip your eyes out and hang them in the sky or something.
Oh man, I want to hear it.
I know, I was like obsessed with Tim Burton, and but I still like rom-coms and stuff, and I don't know why I thought that was clever. It was actually just kind of gross. And maybe offensive to someone that you might have a crush on that you wouldn't want to rip their eyes out. I don't know. But I started writing just learning when I was, my brother taught me some chords, and I played guitar after I learned how to sing, or was honing in how to sing. I didn't really know what I was doing though, but I didn't really sit down to write and play in front of people until my early 20s.
And who did you, if there was anyone you did emulate, or somebody you heard that went, wow, I really want to write a song like that, who was that?
Well, it depends on what era you saw me at. At one point, it was Ani DiFranco. At another point, it was The Descendants. At another point, it was PJ Harvey. And then another time, it was Sam Cooke. You know, it depends on what I'm obsessed with at the time.
Who were you obsessed with when I Want to Rip Your Eyes Out was written? Who, what music, what artist was that?
Probably Ani DiFranco.
Okay.
Yeah, high school in the early 90s. Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you hearing now that you just love, that just blows you away?
Well, I mean, just like a classic that's held up through my adulthood has been PJ Harvey and Nick Cave and Bob Dylan. But for like newer artists, it's bands like Torres and Nature Boy and Shilpa Ray and... Glass Ghost and War on Drugs, stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, thank you once again, Sharon Van Etten. Tonight at the Kessler Theater, your album is "Are We There?" Your latest one. Thanks. What you're gonna play a different instrument? You're not playing guitar on this song. What is that?
This is a weird one. This is an omnichord. It's like a Casio version of an auto harp. So it has chords, and you can solo on it. It has beats on it, and you can change the tempo and stuff. It's a great tool for writing. I wrote a lot of the songs on the new record on this. Cool.
All right, you ready, Dana? Okay, all right.
So this song is called Every Time the Sun Comes Up. It's about getting in trouble for staying out late, working on music, and making light of it. Because I'm a nice person. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pace man for you. Hold my horses patience. can't wait to hear my emotions. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. People say I'm a one-hit wonder, but what happens when I have to? I wash your dishes, but I spit in your bathroom. Even when the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Even when the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Every time the sun comes up, I'm in trouble. Imagine when every time the sun comes up, I see double.
Oh, that was awesome. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Sharon Van Etten once again. She plays tonight at the Kessler, and the new album called Are We There? Promise us you'll come back to Dallas. You'll come back here in the studio next time you come back to Dallas.
We will come back here for sure, yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, too. You're listening to 91.7 KXT, and a big thanks to Jason Ridings for sponsoring our KXT live sessions.
Good. Yay.